Breece Hall just got paid like a top three running back, and he's coming off the worst fantasy season of his career. The market is drafting him at RB14 on the bet that the talent and the new contract mean a bounce. Three straight years of data point the other way. The Muff 2026 preview. Last season, honestly, Hall was the engine of a 3-14 team with the league's 29th ranked offense, 243 carries for 1,065 yards, but just four rushing touchdowns and a 13-point-a-game finish, RB21 per game. The efficiency held up better than the offense around him, plus 142 rushing yards over expected, 19th among backs behind a bottom-tier line. The signature was a 42-yard catch-and-run game winner against Cleveland. But the season shape was boom or bust, four big games, seven under 10. The arc is the problem. Hall's points per game have declined three straight seasons, 17-1, 15-1, 13. And the most worrying part isn't the rushing, it's the receiving collapse. His catches fell from 76 to 57 to 36. A pass catching role is the stickiest, safest thing a back can own, and his has been evaporating. Strip the receiving and you're left with a touchdown light runner on a bad offense, trending down. What the data says, in fairness, his touchdown share is a low 14%, which means there's room for positive regression if the offense improves. Four rushing touchdowns is starvation, not a number to fade, and the rushing efficiency is fine. So the bull case is real, better offense, touchdown bounce, contract security. But the receiving decline and the three-year downtrend are what an RB14 price is ignoring. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, Hall signed a three-year, $45 million extension this offseason, locking in the lead role, not a franchise tag, a real commitment that secures the workload. What it doesn't secure is the offense around him improving or the receiving role, rebounding, which are the two things that would justify the price. The price? Pick 29, the 14th back. Verdict, lean, overpriced. You're paying RB14 for a back who finished RB21 and has declined 3 years running, betting the new contract reverses the trend. The counter, and it's legitimate. The low touchdown share means his floor could regress up, and a 20-something back with a fresh deal and a clear role isn't a player to bury. But the contract means a bounce is a narrative, not a base rate, and the base rate is 3 years of decline. September watch, the receiving usage. If those 36 catches climb back towards 60, scratch this lean entirely, and the goal line role where four touchdowns has nowhere to go but up. Your guys, every week, next preview's cued.